Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. India has expressed deep concern at the recent developments in Iran and the Gulf region and urged all sides to exercise restraint, avoid escalation, and prioritize the safety of civilians. The External Affairs Ministry stressed in a statement that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate tensions and address underlying issues. It emphasized that sovereignty and territorial integrity of all states must be respected. Meanwhile, India has issued advisories for its nationals residing in West Asian countries, asking them to avoid unnecessary travel, take due care, and remain vigilant in view of fast-evolving situation in the region. Meanwhile, several airlines have suspended flights to destinations in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Micron Technologies state-of-the-art semiconductor assembly test and packaging facility at Sanand in Gujarat yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the inauguration marks the commencement of commercial production and shipment of the first made-in-India semiconductor memory modules from the Sanand facility. He said the event signifies a historic milestone in India's journey towards global technology leadership.
Micron ki is 80MP facility mein commercial production ki shuruaat global technology value chain mein Bharat ki bhumika ko majboot karne wali hai. Aaj Bharat bahut tezi se global semiconductor value chain ka hissa ban raha hai. Aaj ka Bharat policy se lekar production tak kis approach ke saath aage badh raha hai wo yahan dikhta hai.
The Prime Minister reiterated India's commitment to the semiconductor sector, noting that so far 10 projects have been approved under Semicon India. Member of Parliament from Nagaland, S. Supongmarin Jamir, has raised major concerns with the central government regarding digital connectivity, telecom infrastructure and postal services. Taking up the matter with the Ministry of Communications and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Mr. Jamir highlighted serious gaps in optical fiber connectivity across district headquarters and block headquarters in Nagaland, Manipur and Arunachal Pradesh. The MP said improved connectivity is essential for governance, education, telemedicine and economic development in remote areas. On postal infrastructure, Mr. Jamir urged construction of a new head post office building in Kohima, approval of a subdivision post office in Twensang, and new post office buildings in Mankolemba and Pungro. He also sought the establishment of a passport Seva Kendra in the state capital. Further, the MP proposed upgrading the state data center into an AI-powered facility and introducing blockchain-based service delivery systems to improve transparency and efficiency. S.I. Arin, a progressive farmer from Longkum village in Mokokchung district, has been honored with the IARI Innovative Farmer Award 2026 during the valedictory ceremony of the Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela 2026 in New Delhi. The event was held by ICAR Indian Agricultural Research Institute IARI on February 27th. The award recognizes Mr. Arin's contribution to ecological sustainability through his practices of diversified hill-based farming system, integrating field crops, horticulture and apiculture. And the Nagaland Police First Inter-School Sports Festival 2026 culminated yesterday at Chumukedima Football Stadium. Speaking at the closing ceremony, advisor to the Chief Minister and Chairman of AIDAN, Abu Mehta, said the festival marked a meaningful beginning, coming more than 6 decades after Nagaland attained statehood. He highlighted the potential of Naga youth and urged students to work hard and make the most of the opportunities provided.
The public must also acknowledge Nagaland Police. All of us must understand that these regimental schools, the children in these schools are the children mostly of police families. Those who face a lot of hardships, those who stand in the rain, face the sun, walk in the cold. Naga society must understand this, give them more respect and introspect within ourselves how we can contribute more.
In the final results, Nagaland Police Central School 1st NAP Battalion emerged as overall champions, while Regimental School 4th NAP Battalion Tizama finished as runners-up. The festival featured both individual and team events with participation from 16 schools across the state. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.